Praise God. Welcome to today's podcast. I hope you're having a nice day. It's Olu Akinkunmi here, pastor of Higher Life Christian Center. And today I'll be picking my text from Romans chapter 12. Romans chapter 12 and verse 14. Just picking out one scripture. Paul said to the saints in Romans, and I believe it's still applicable to us today. He said, "Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse." I repeat. He says, "Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse." There is a tendency sometimes for people to curse people because they're on them, you know, they're on their back. They're giving them a lot of pressure, persecuting them, insulting them, or wronging them in any shape or fashion. And because we are children of God and Christians, we feel God is on our side, and there might be a temptation for us to retaliate by pronouncing, making negative pronouncement on other people's lives. It could be people that are not Christian, and it could even be Christians, believe it or not, making negative pronouncements on fellow believers because they feel that they have been wronged. But the Bible says we should bless and not curse. There's another scripture which is taken from the Gospels, and that is in Luke chapter 6, verse 27 and verse 28. He says, "But to you who are listening, I say, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who mistreat you." Amazing. That was Jesus speaking to his disciples, and I believe you are one, and I am one, and I believe he's also talking to us today. I remember once when I did something that I'm not quite proud of. As a Christian, I went to Venice with my wife. It was our anniversary, our seventh anniversary, and we were having a nice time. I had a birthday present that was bought for me. My wife and a couple of friends, they bought me a Scion. If you're familiar with technology, it was one of the PDAs back in the 90s, quite a big company, and they no longer produce it. I think they're now offering software licenses for the Nokia platform. I'm not sure whether that's still current, but that's what they went into anyway. And I went to Venice with my Scion, and we left the hotel, went to a barber shop in Venice, put my bag down to try on some shoes. My wife came in and said, "Olu, where is your bag?" Gone. My Scion was gone. I love my technology, and so was my wife's mobile. I was so angry, I was so upset, and I started to make pronouncements. I don't know where my flesh had really gone out of control. And I said some horrible things I can't even say that I wanted to happen to the person who stole the bag. I went on for a bit. My wife was like, "Olu, you can't say things like that. You shouldn't be saying things like that." Because I was angry. And understandably so, if you're on holiday and you lose something very valuable to you, you will be upset. I guess what changed my mind that day was the fact that somebody came into the police. Finding the police station was even another problem, but I won't even bother going to that. But somebody came into the police station in Venice with a Korean couple to say that they were in Dolce & Gabbana buying something. And as she tried to pay, the lady was saying that she tried to pay for her stuff, somebody took her suitcase. And in the suitcase were her partner's passport and hers. So they had no passport to travel back to Korea. And that was like, whoa. And I said, "I've only just lost stuff. I haven't lost my passport, so I better just chill and stop getting angry." But I had to repent that night because I had no right to curse that person. Yes, I could be upset. Yes, I could be angry, rightly so. But not to say things should happen to them just because they stole my stuff. I'm not going to play down burglary or somebody stealing from you. But as a Christian, my reaction was woeful. Another thing that maybe sparked my wanting to do this series is also because you also find in church sometimes, and I'm a minister, and I have a lot of minister friends, and people leave church and go to another church, or people move on, or people are causing trouble in church, and people start to threaten and say things like, "I will curse you," or "I will curse you, and you know the curse of God will come on you, and you will not prosper, you will not do well when you leave," and all that kind of stuff. And people operate in a lot of fear because they believe in the pastor or the bishop or whatever the title the person might have. But if you really read the scripture, if you really read the New Covenant, and you actually look at the life of the apostles, the life of the early church, people don't operate like that. And these guys came under so much intense pressure from the culture they were operating in that it was unbelievable. Some of us in our Western world cannot even, we can't even relate to some of the stuff these guys had to put up with. Somebody might be your enemy, but as a Christian, you don't have any right to curse them. Because the scripture says, "But to you who are listening, I say, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you." Rather than for you to curse back, it says, "Bless those who curse you and pray for those who mistreat you." If you're a preacher out there, people will mistreat you. That's the nature of the job. It goes with the territory. And I'm not saying this so that when people hear it, they can say, "You know what, hey, let me mistreat Olu too." But the thing is, people are people and people do stuff. But we don't have any right to curse them. We don't have any right to say things to them in order to harm their future. And in most cases, some of this stuff doesn't even come to pass anyway. It's just wrong. It's just wrong. Just before I do this, because I'll be doing another podcast on this and continuing and looking at Paul and looking at what he had to put up with and looking at the master. I was teaching along these lines a few years ago, and a lady was on holiday from Nigeria. And when I said that, she was like, "Wow, pastor, you're actually saying this." I know some of the, I think the particular church she was attending, when they do their warfare and pray, they talk about cursing their enemies and saying all kinds of negative stuff that should happen to people who hate them. And that is supposed to be a prayer meeting, and she's supposed to be a Christian. But she said, seeing this light has changed her view, and she would take it to her church back home in Nigeria to say that scripture doesn't really agree with this practice of praying negative stuff on their enemies. Because the Bible says we should love our enemies. And the context in which Jesus was saying this was in a culture where it was normal to love your family and love your friends and ditch your enemies. And Jesus came and said, "Love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, and bless those who curse you. Pray for those who mistreat you." That's Luke chapter 6, verse 27 to 28. Saints, we do a lot of things, but it's important that we really check the word and see what God's word has to say about it. The Bible says we should bless and not curse. So even if somebody moves on, leaves the church and leaves a ministry, let's not curse them. But what we should be praying is God should open their eyes and hopefully they would change their ways and stop being divisive. But we have no biblical basis to curse people who mistreat us, because that's not what Jesus told us to do. That is not the way that he responded to us. And that's not the way that we should respond to others. I will be looking at a few more scriptures, but I just wanted to get this one off the ground. I will be looking at this in a lot more detail. The Lord bless you. Have a great day. And remember, bless people and do not curse. This is Pastor Olu signing out. Catch you on the next podcast.